Deuteronomy 29:29. Message this morning is wisdom is justified of her children. He said the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. I'd ask you this morning what it is that you have received from the Lord. What have you received from God? Not what you've been taught, but what you've received from God. This is the main reason that most today do not go where truth is told. Because what they want is they want a knowledge of man. They're not looking for the wisdom of God. They'd rather believe that they're not responsible. And therefore they just take whatever's taught to them. I told the folks this morning at the first services, it's amazing to me how that people, though they might not admit it, they rely on knowledge for salvation. On knowledge. See, you can learn knowledge. I mean, the Catholics they call it catechism, and that's why they say you give them a child for the first 6 years of their lifelong catechism. What's that got to do with the church? What's that got to do with the wisdom of God? Or anything else? And I named off many denominations, everything from Baptist to Methodist and Presbyterian. They'll all teach you a knowledge. I can come in here and teach you a knowledge. But that's not wisdom. Wisdom comes in a different manner, you see. And so they cry, preach to us smooth things. Things that we understand. Because if they understand it, they go, oh, well, here I am. And I'm, you see. But you don't have to understand it. You just have to hear it. How does faith come? By hearing. Man, you think I understand everything I read in this book? No. There is wisdom concerning this. If you look in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 19. The Son of Man came eating and drinking. And they say, behold, a gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. See, he tells us what man said. What men say. And they do to this day. They're doing it right now in pulpits all across the land. But wisdom is justified of her children. A leopard can't change his spots, nor a sinner his. All efforts by man to do so are just futile exercises. And not, I was listening to, early this morning, a fella came on, and the money guy, what's his name? I met him in Tennessee years ago. Better than I ought to be. What's that guy's name? Anyway, doesn't matter. And this fellow was on there, and he'd gone to college, and his debt was over $400,000, and he wasn't done. He either had to go on and finish a degree to get a degree to be a PA or an MD, and yet he already owed. He's starting life $400,000 in the hole. Dave Ramsey. That's knowledge. If you want to make money, get in the knowledge business. Because there's a lot of money in the knowledge business. You see? But only God can take a sinner and make him a saint. And knowledge doesn't do that. Only God can take dirt and breathe into it and become a man. You think God had knowledge to do? Have you ever thought about that? That God has knowledge? No. He's just God. You know, you don't have to have knowledge to be a man. You don't have to have knowledge to be a woman. Because you're a man anyway and you're a woman anyway. It doesn't matter whether or not you have knowledge. You see, such is the supernatural way of a child of God in the new birth. What knowledge do you have to have to be born again? What knowledge did you have to be born? Truth is, your parents didn't have to have knowledge. You know, when we were youngsters, we figured that thing out pretty quick, faster than we should have. We didn't have to have any knowledge. You see? That's why God tells us to consider the birds and the... They don't have knowledge. What school do they go to? Bird U? No. They have a nature. And I like a nature to wisdom. You see? Supernatural way that a sinner is made a saint. A child of wrath, a son of God. He said, wisdom is justified of her children. And that is, what you see is what you get. If we don't see it, you didn't get it. Or else one rebelled and is as a heretic. And he goes on to talk about that, and we'll look at it in just a moment. Wisdom is justified of her children. Or as I once read, the correctness of an action will become evident in the outcome of that action. How does God tell us to judge all things? Fruit. Fruit. What kind of fruit does it have? You see? What fruit it produces. When you look at your life in the light of the new birth, that's why we're without excuse. I can't go, well, I didn't learn that in Sunday school. Well, I was a Catholic and they didn't teach me that. Or I was a, you see. You think it's going to be an excuse because somebody's a Mormon and believes in magic underwear and that God was created? No. You see? We're truly without excuse. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Is your wisdom justified? And you don't have to prove that thing. Is it justified? Are you made just before God by your wisdom? I'm not talking about salvation. You see? Those things revealed belong to us. That's what he said in our text. Those things revealed, they belong to us, that we may do them. Not only that, but that we will do them. We will do them. The great delusion is that so many profess salvation while yet being in the flesh. They're living on knowledge. Those in Christ are not in the flesh. Did you ever read it? Romans 8. But you're not in the flesh. If so be that Christ Jesus live in you, you're not in the flesh. And those that claim Christ while being the flesh, they bought the lie. Ye shall not surely die. I said, wisdom is justified of her children. Now you consider this. Every Sunday, week after week, they're told that if they but accept Christ, ask Jesus in their heart, or do say this prayer, or kneel over here, get baptized over here, something another, okay, that they'll receive eternal life. Isn't that right? I mean, that somebody's getting told that right now somewhere. But the Lord says, you must be born again. Like the old preacher said one time, he said, Well, if you can do that, come on down front. I'd like to see it. Come on down here and get born again. I'd like to watch that. Salvation's of the Lord, you see. I've observed the difference for over 30 years that wisdom is justified of her children. If you turn to the book of Luke, we have some similar verses. Luke chapter 7. Starting in verse 31 down through verse 35. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? He said, they're like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we've piped unto you and you've not danced. We've mourned to you and you've not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, nor drinking wine, and you say, he has the devil. The Son of Man's come eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. He said, but wisdom is justified of all her children. Now, these are very unusual verses, but they're oh so true. I think verse 32 may be the history of modern evangelism. It's certainly true in our own ministry. If one member be honored, all members rejoice, and if one suffer, all suffer. No. You see, I remember in the day when those in the church were Christian soldiers. I was watching a show, and it was a cowboy show, and they had this preacher in there, and of course he's preaching like most preachers do, and then said they shall turn their swords into plowshares. Well, this fellow stands up in the congregation and says, well, in Joel, he said he quoted that from Isaiah, and the fellow stands up and says, well, in the book of Joel says they'll turn their plowshares into swords. How are you going to answer that time? You got to have some wisdom. You got to know what time it is, you see. When I was young, I guess every boy I knew, the favorite hymn in church was Onward Christian Soldiers. It's marching off to war, you see. And today we're Christian wimps marching to the buffet. I mean, we really are. Are we not to justify our wisdom? Have we not piped like these men said? They've not heard and they've not danced. But Jesus said that's what they said in the square. Because they were relying on knowledge. He said that's what these men said. He said, they look, I'm eating and drinking, they call me a drunkard and gluttonous. And they call John the Baptist. He didn't do it. They call him a devil. So you're a devil if you don't, and you're a drunkard if you do. What is that? Knowledge. But it's not wisdom, you see. Are we not to justify our wisdom? I said that wisdom is justified of her children, or as he says in Luke, of all her children. Have we not just gone by what we've learned? It's very, very hard to overcome knowledge. There are a lot of things I'd love to erase, but I can't do it, you see. I used to tell you folks, for 20 years we've had the driest altar I've ever seen. And you know why that is? We don't have any broken hearts. Now, that's not knowledge. I can't teach that. I cannot teach that. I can't break your heart with teaching. You see? Heart's not in it. Head's in it. That's from knowledge. You can leave here every Sunday filled with head knowledge. Or any other church. Modern evangelism is but head knowledge of the yet unconverted. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom is justified of her children just as sure as a hereditary trait or DNA or RNA, you see. What this body and most others need is a divorce. As most in the church today are guilty of spiritual adultery. Now you think about that. Spiritual adultery. Their head's here, but the heart, that's the way most marriages are. Their head's in the game, but their heart's not, you see. Most marriages are yet two. They're not one. And the majority end how? Divorce. That's how the majority of those in church, divorce. They end up leaving the church, or they go from church to church. And today, they go from woman to woman and man to man. Only those which God hath joined together are justified. And that's because only God can make two one. And that's why most marriages and most professions of faith, they end in a divorce of sorts, you see. They're yet two. One life in church, one life out. Yet in the flesh. They're justifying knowledge, not wisdom. Just wisdom is justified of her children. I'd call them spiritual polygamists. And you know what? You can do that thing. You can bring them over here to this church and give them some knowledge, they believe this. And you take them over to this church and give them some knowledge, they believe this. Take them over here to this church, give them some knowledge, they believe this. You know what I believe? Same thing that was revealed to me 40-some-odd years ago. I haven't changed that thing. Same Christ. Same Spirit. Same church. Same Bible. You know why they have all these perversions in Bible versions? Knowledge. Oh, well, this man got smart. Well, we're smarter and we have. Wait a minute. That's not wisdom. That's knowledge. Spiritual polygamists. They must have many wives to satisfy their lack of wisdom. They've yet to be converted. They've yet to be born again of the Spirit of God. All things are yet to become new. Wisdom is justified of her children. And you see what happens, their light becomes darkness. So they're constantly having to change lights or change batteries or some such thing, you see. They've not enough oil in their lamps. The Lord never knew them. Wisdom is justified of her children. I would that you'd come to yourself and see that you'd fain fill your own belly with husks, just as that prodigal. That was wisdom when he came to himself. You might say, well, that was knowledge. No, it wasn't at all. It was wisdom. And if you've done that, I'd ask you this morning, where's the ring and the robe you've received of the Father through this wisdom? The fatted calf, the music, the dancing. We've piped and you've not danced, mourned, you've not wept. Wisdom is justified of her children. Those things which are revealed, they belong to the children of God. That was our text. The secret things belong to God. The things, have you had nothing revealed to you from God? I'm not talking about learning. You can go to Bible college. I did that. You can teach a man anything. The redeemed. To say and not do finds them liars. You see? Wisdom is justified of her children. Knowledge is not. We've all got knowledge, but wisdom is justified. that is the wise or just before God. And also before the wise. We know in whom we have believed and persuaded, are we not, those that are in Christ Jesus? How so? Knowledge? No. By wisdom. This is the grass upon which the sheep feed. This is wisdom. Now, you can go through this and you can receive a knowledge, but it's not going to do you any good. You're just going to have a knowledge, like the man that still owes $400,000 and he's not even through with his education. But when you get converted, this book changes. And it becomes a wisdom. It becomes something revealed from God. I fear that most are malnourished. Because you see, wisdom is justified by her children. Are you a child of God? Do you have knowledge? Or do you have wisdom? Sadly, most of the teachers only have but knowledge. They don't have wisdom. That's why most teachers have never owned a business. You know how you receive wisdom about a business? You own that thing. You can receive knowledge, but when you own that thing, you'll get wisdom. When you get some years on you, you'll get some wisdom. You should, unless you're an infidel. You'll get some wisdom. I hope you do. I'm not preaching against knowledge. Knowledge is a good thing. But it's not eternal life. And it's not the Lord. Wisdom is the Lord. He said, I'll reveal something, reveal. And he said, unless I open your eyes and ears, you're not going to get it. You can get a learned head knowledge, but then I've known thousands of those, you see. I want you to remember a real simple little verse. You can remember it. We've read it a couple times, but you can read it in one sentence in Luke chapter 7, verse 35. Wisdom is justified of all her